So welcome. These are two of our telehealth robots. This is Flowbot, as we affectionately call this very highly sophisticated remote presence robot. And this is Littlebot.
Dr. Debbie Samsel, Chief Officer of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at the University of Cincinnati College of Nursing, knows all about smart houses. Some years ago, she created one in suburban Dayton. This one at Maple Knoll Village is designed to showcase how seniors can stay in their homes longer. The robots, one smarter than the other, can actually do an examination by listening to the heart, lungs, abdomen, and making its cameras zoom in on skin conditions.
We're able to do congestive heart failure management. We can do stroke intervention through Flowbot. We can do all sorts of acute situations through the telehealth robot.
The partnership between the University of Cincinnati and Maple Knoll goes back 30 years, but recently everything morphed into one, and that led to this public open house and ribbon cutting for the Innovation Collaboratory House, according to College of Engineering and Applied Sciences professor Dan Humpert.
One thing led to another, and we ended up with six projects. So we do have six different projects going on right now, but we did start with one project 5 years ago.
Residents of the village are buzzing about the technology, according to Maple Knoll's Megan Gresham.
Every comment we heard was, when can we get started? We want the robot visiting us. We're so excited for this to be happening.
Residents got a sneak peek at the smart villa and are already signing up to volunteer. The house contains a fall detection system using the Microsoft Xbox Kinect. Ideally, there would be one per room.
This is our control room. Whenever you talk about an intelligent system for control in engineering, you talk about hubs. So this is the hub. This is where everything, this is the brain of the house.
The hub uses Raspberry Pi or a very cheap credit card size computer to control so-called intelligent agents. These agents are the fall detection system and sensors that monitor things like the opening and closing of refrigerators and pillboxes. Graduate student Gaurav Patil developed the Raspberry Pi system that cost just $35 instead of the $5,000 original controller. He is conscious of privacy concerns.
People don't like to be watched, so that's where the Kinect comes in. It just uses an infrared camera and it doesn't record your face or any kind of video. So that's better. And then we have other motion sensors and those kind of sensors which don't really record any pictures or your sound or anything. They just detect the activity. So I think that that serves a purpose.
Another available technology demonstrated at Maple Knoll's house is a device that straps onto the knee of a person who can't have surgery and is currently immobile.
So this would keep someone out of being in a wheelchair and give them the ability to walk.
It straps on like a knee brace and has a mechanical device in it that senses the body's intent to stand or to sit and will give the necessary torque to allow that person to sit or stand. Samsel stresses the importance of Maple Knoll's volunteers.
We will be working continuously with the older adults that live here at Maple Knoll because they are just key to the success of anything that we innovate or invent here at the Collaboratory House. So we'll then roll it out to their houses. They'll all be able to volunteer eventually to have these different mechanisms placed there.
Still key is government and political buy-in, so Medicare and Medicaid would pay for this technology. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.